Letter from Luke Winkie to the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City. Case number 236964, document 22. Added to the case file on March 30, 2026. Sorry to bother the Second Circuit of U.S. Appeals once again. We are 3 months into working on appealing the detention hearing. None of the deadlines that I were told were important throughout these 3 months clearly even matter at all. If they can't follow their own rules, why should I be expected to be an obedient criminal court slave for one more day? Katie is a defendant in civil case number 26CV00181. So why is S. Eldridge the prosecutor letting her listen to my Monroe County Jail phone calls? This is a conflict of interest and it is an obstruction of justice against me. The Rochester Federal Public Defender's Office has a copy of the confidential legal mail envelope John Sinatra's courtroom sent me. Imagine being put in jail by somebody who then sends you all kinds of things in the mail in a format that makes it so the prosecutor can't see it. 50 months of my existence are now gone over emails and letters. I'm supposed to celebrate the 250th this year. Fuck the 250th. There is nothing stopping me from saying my phone was hacked and that I was allowing kids in the back of the car while driving for Sky Homes Medical Transportation to play Angry Birds on my phone. So I don't know what kind of fake emails and fake social media profiles they were using without my knowing. There is nothing stopping me from saying at the January 30th court hearing I was not present for, the magistrate from Syracuse tampered with December 2025 indictment and arraignment papers, and then he said out loud in the courtroom, "Fuck the Speedy Trial Act and speedy trial rights altogether, keep these assholes in there forever." There is nothing stopping me from saying that the Rochester Federal Public Defender's Office is absolutely aware that Katie, last name, had access to John Sinatra's emails, that Katie is behind the confidential legal mail that was sent to me, and that the confidential legal mail contained receipts for Cash App payments made to frequent members of grand juries. Copies of papers concerning John Sinatra's relative Peter Gerace's involvement with Jeffrey Epstein, as well as a signed statement concerning John Sinatra's resignation, and his signed referral for that Katie be interviewed by the Senate Judiciary Committee to take his place. Here's the good news. Victoria W. Ball is aware of a planned Buffalo Olive Garden day so all the grown adults of this 50-month-long issue can sit down and talk. I will need police protection since Katie is violent. My 2-year-long probation violation that Tim Murphy worked on in the Second Circuit of U.S. Appeals went on for all of Israel and Hamas. Now Iran is what's going on. Everyone familiar with my situation is aware of Benjamin Ryan's Hamas issues attachment to my stuff. I am sick of even thinking about Benjamin Ryan. I knew him for 2 weeks 6 years ago. If Genesis 41 is truly a thing, once a month for the last year it's me and someone from Hollywood in a dream. I think winding up with someone from Hollywood would be a great middle finger to the last 50 months knowing Benjamin Ryan did to me. By the way, I want a constitutional lawsuit against the Buffalo FBI for cruel and unusual punishment violations since December 2025 at the Family Dollar of Salamanca parking lot, where they pointed guns at me over a nonviolent speech crime committed with no witnesses present. Fire the Buffalo FBI and make them all risk their lives in Iran. Jay Ovsievich wants this case dropped. Upper margin, will I ever get to use emails, social media, and iPhones in general like a normal person ever again? Freedom of speech to say how much I hate the United States. Freedom of speech to say I hate the 250th. Don't criticize letters when they come from a hostage. John Sinatra also admitted to Katie, his secretary, hacking my phone over confidential legal mail.